I want to take this opportunity to first of all say Merry Christmas to you and to your family, from our family to yours, that is the Tooten family, immediate and beyond, and also the Harvest Christian Ministries family. We want to wish you a happy day as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. You know, this time of year we need encouragement, but especially since the pandemic. There are times now to focus beyond the malls and beyond what you could get or not get, and to focus on Jesus Christ. And so today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to encourage you. That's my gift to you from the body of Christ, is to encourage you in the Lord. So don't go away, as we say in TV. Don't touch the dial. We'll be coming back to talk more about what God has in store for you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you
kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule this nation?
Did you know that your baby boy
is heaven's perfect land? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Glory to the newborn King. Jesus,
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 so holy,
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 mild,
new life,
to hope,
to holy
praise,
ascend,
to the angels
sing,
glory,
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 to the newborn
King.
I say, glory,
glory,
glory.
Welcome back to the program. Dr. Tim Tuden, the founder and pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries, to so many of you, I want to wish a Merry Christmas as you're up and as you open your gifts. And some of you all may not be up yet, but I bet your children or grands have said it's time to get up to see what we have under the Christmas tree. Now, for you, it may be something you ask for. It may be something that surprises you, but nevertheless. Well, I thought about what I could share this day as it relates to the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what kept coming to mind to me is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That word lives today because we think about what this means in terms of a gift. Let's think about it. Let's unpack it. God so loved the world, and the world was in chaos then, as it is now to a great degree, but he still loved the world, so much so that it was a time of giving, that he gave the world something it did not deserve. He gave the world something that would impact them in such a special way. We think about what scholars say about the writer of this book. It is John the disciple. He's the youngest disciple, and he is reflecting on his time with Jesus Christ. And he knows this truth, and he holds on to it. This is a popular verse, and we've seen the signs go up at football games back in the day. But what does this really mean? It really is a decision that God made in glory. For God so loved the world that he gave a gift. Amen. It wasn't wrapped up. It didn't come from Amazon. It didn't come from any other of these delivery companies, but it came straight from heaven. And we know the story so well that there would be a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Can't you see your nativity scene right now? But let's not water this down in any way. That God so loved the world that he gave something. He gave some of himself. Amen? He gave his only begotten Son. And here's the larger part of this, that whoever believes. Now, you got to be a believer. There's so many things that we believe in that we don't fact check. We just believe it because somebody said. But when it comes to our faith, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's a process. It's a promise. And that becomes so key. We sometimes overlook this scripture. We're talking about the wise men and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph. But let's not lose sight of the gift that we have received. And it is a gift that keeps on giving over and over again. I'm so excited about the day that I received Christ as my personal Savior. I was but a mere 6 years old. I was a first grader. But something happened on the inside. And while I was on a first grade level, this thing grew. That is, my faith in Christ grew. Over the years, I began to walk with him and began to follow him, and that becomes so key. And so if you only have one scripture that you've memorized, only one that you know of, it is the one that you ought to teach your children and your grandchildren. John 3:16. I believe today that as we celebrate the birth of Christ, that we not lose sight of how it's connected to life eternally. Amen? That you will have life forever knowing who it is that sent the gift to you. I'm so glad. Some gifts, they wear out, they go out of date, you lose them, they don't fit anymore. But Christ fits our situation. Christ fits our predicament right now. And so I want to say to you, take time to put this word into your spirit today. Go back and read it. It's right there. John 3:16. It is a message of hope. It is a message of Jesus Christ. Some closing thoughts on this scripture coming up. Thanks so much for coming back to join. Thank you so much. I'm still thinking about this word, John 3:16. It's there on the screen. It is a word that I think is portable. My professor in seminary would always say to us in preaching class, is the word portable? So what do you mean, professor? Can it go? Can someone take it with them? And I pray that this becomes like carry out, that you take this into your heart, take it into your home, that wherever you go, that becomes so important. Our choir standing by to sing another song that will uplift your spirits, and we'll come back.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born. O night divine, O night, O night divine.
Thinking about this word, John 3:16, it's there on the screen. It is a word that I think is portable. My professor in seminary would always say to us in preaching class, is the word portable? So what do you mean, professor? Can it go? Can someone take it with them? And I pray that this becomes like carry out, that you take this into your heart, take it into your home, that wherever you go, that becomes so important. Our choir standing by to sing another song that will uplift your spirits, and we'll come back.
Sing, Charles Michael.
I vow to worship you this Christmas day. I'll stand and say, glory, glory in the highest, in excelsis Deo. I pledge to celebrate the meaning of this holiday, giving praises to the beauty of your holy name.
I vow to worship you this Christmas day. I'll stand and say, glory, glory in the highest, in excelsis Deo. I bless to celebrate the meaning of this holiday, giving praises to the beauty of your holy name. More than anything I do, more than anything I say, more than anything I say or do, I worship you. More than any card I write, more than any Christmas light I light, more than any gift I give, I'll give you my praises from morning to night. I vow to worship you this Christmas day. I'll stand and say, glory, glory in the highest, in excelsis Deo. I bless to celebrate the meaning of this holiday, giving praises to the beauty of your holy name. More than anything I do, more than anything I say, more than anything I say or do, I worship you. More than any card I write, more than any Christmas light I light, more than any gift I give, I'll give you my praises from morning to night. I vow to worship you this Christmas day. I'll stand and say, glory, glory in the highest, in excelsis Deo. I bless to celebrate the meaning of this holiday, giving praises to the beauty of your holy name.
Come on now, give them praises.
Giving praises to the beauty of your holy name.
Giving praises to the beauty of your holy name.
Giving praises to the beauty of your holy name. I'll worship you this Christmas. I'll worship you this Christmas. I'll worship you this Christmas, Christ the Lord. I'll give you all the glory. I'll give you all the glory. I'll give you all the glory.
A special invitation for you today, one that will change your life. We talked about the message and what it means to you, but if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do it right now on Christmas morning. All you have to do is to confess Christ, to say, I believe that God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for me, but that he rose again. And this sounds like it's so simple. It really is something that you have to do. But if you know in your heart that you are not saved, you know in your heart, as the old saints would say, you've not been converted, and it's personal, But take time today to accept Christ as your personal Savior. He's a holy God who sent his Son. And so this day should not pass you. Just take a moment even now where you are and just bow your heads and close your eyes. And you can get away and whisper this and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my heart. And I believe that you came. I believe in Christmas that you came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But I also believe today that you died on an old rugged cross and that you rose. And the Bible says, if I believe that, I shall be saved. Take a moment today, put this on your to-do list, that I made a decision to accept Christ as my personal Savior. Some very final thoughts coming up.
Jesus, the light of the world, Christ the everlasting Lord, Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world,
we'll walk in the light,
in the light,
beautiful light,
beautiful light.
Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright.
Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of
I pray you've enjoyed your time with us today. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home. We invite you into our home. And yes, I got to go play with my toys upstairs. I got some gifts. Go, put them together. Amen. Isn't that great today that you ought to always have the joy of Christmas? You always ought to have the joy of Christ operating in your life today. On behalf of a great team here at Harvest Christian Ministries, on behalf of our leadership, we want to thank you for taking a moment to share. Now, share this word with someone else. I believe it's going to bless somebody. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, founder and pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Joy to the world. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. The fields and floods, bright hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sound.